We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In just 10 minutes a day, Chicago's All Local delivers a power-packed punch of hyper-local news straight to your ears. Make Chicago's All Local a habit. Text WBBM to 20357 for a link to listen to the All Local. Message and data rates may apply.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Those annual cicadas will be joined this summer by ones that have been waiting for 17 years to emerge, and the resulting boom, well, it could have an impact you may not have thought of. Let's talk about it with Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality here in Chicago. And Doug, I would imagine that most of us are like thinking about the insect a nuisance, but I guess for the foodies, it's a daring adventure.
Correct, Rachel. I'm just finishing off some M&M covered chocolate cicadas, thinking that I'd love to share them with you and your staff. Yes, in the past and certainly coming up now is there will be two broods that are going to be convexing or coming across the Midwest and the South at this point. As they say that there will be 1 million cicadas per acre. And so there'll be plenty for every restaurant, obviously, to create tasting menus.
Okay, but here's the thing. Are restaurants actually going to try this? Is it worth hopping on this hype train and sort of, I mean, granted, I'm sure like yourself and our producer, Andy Gersher, there are daring individuals out there who would try it. But is it really enough to make it a menu item?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily becomes a menu item. I think it becomes something that is a special or, as I said, a tasting menu or something at this point that celebrates, and I put that in quotes, the coming of the cicadas. and as we're in the 60s today, that is when the ground becomes, I believe, somewhere around 62 to 64 degrees, that's when we'll start seeing them. And I understand in some of the western suburbs, they're starting to appear.
Yeah, okay. So either be a daring foodie or really just take out your feelings on the cicadas. If they're going to invade your backyard, you might as well maybe take a bite, get your revenge.
so to speak, that's correct. But in the past, they really have. They've done salads with cicadas and roast the cicadas. They've been used as toppings, for instance, on other types of proteins. And again, it maybe is closer to Andy's world than my world, but for that fact, there are plenty of people out there today that are going to say that in 2024, I remember when there were thousands of them and I went to a restaurant and I tried them.
Sure, sure. Makes for a good story, if nothing else. Thanks so much for joining us, Doug Roth, founder and president of Playground Hospitality in Chicago.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.